This is an audio recording of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Implementation Project Fact Sheet, information for the general community, released in June 2020. Key messages. Western Australia has passed legislation which enables voluntary assisted dying to become a choice available to eligible people in mid-2021. This is to allow for an 18-month implementation period. The Department of Health is working to prepare for voluntary assisted dying becoming available in Western Australia. There are many aspects to ensuring that voluntary assisted dying is safe, accessible, and person-centred. The Department of Health has set up an implementation leadership team to provide expert guidance to the implementation project. What is voluntary assisted dying? Voluntary assisted dying involves a process to access medication and to enable an eligible person to legally choose the manner and timing of their death. The term voluntary assisted dying emphasises the voluntary nature of the choice of the person and their enduring capacity to make this decision. Well, who will be able to access voluntary assisted dying? The person must be an adult who is an Australian citizen or permanent resident and who has been ordinarily resident in Western Australia for at least 12 months. The person must have a disease, illness, or medical condition that is advanced, progressive, and will cause death, on the balance of probabilities, within 6 months or 12 months if it is a neurodegenerative condition. For example, motor neurone disease. It must be causing suffering that cannot be relieved in a manner the person finds tolerable. The person must have decision-making capacity in relation to voluntary assisted dying. They must be acting voluntarily and without coercion or force. Their request must be enduring. What else do I need to know? This is an initial simple fact sheet, and it's not intended to provide detailed information on voluntary assisted dying. Where can I find out more information about the Voluntary Assisted Dying Act? The law contains a lot of detail about who can access voluntary assisted dying and the processes that must be followed. For more information and to access the full legislation, please go to the Department of Health website, www.health.wa.gov.au/voluntary assisted dying. The website also contains a flowchart that outlines the voluntary assisted dying process and a presentation that you can watch or listen to. These are good starting points for learning more. What is the Department of Health doing to prepare for voluntary assisted dying? A project is underway at the Department of Health to ensure that voluntary assisted dying is implemented properly in Western Australia. It is important to make sure that the process is safe, appropriate, and follows the law. What needs to be prepared? There are many aspects to making sure that Western Australia is ready for when voluntary assisted dying becomes a choice available to eligible people. The Voluntary Assisted Dying Act outlines many forms and details and the various processes that must be followed. Preparations need to be made so that everybody involved understands these requirements so that they can be followed correctly. The training program for the doctors and nurse practitioners who take part in the process needs to be developed. The Voluntary Assisted Dying Board needs to be set up, and the IT system for processing and data collection needs to be created. Services need to be set up so that people can access the voluntary assisted dying substance once it has been prescribed. There will also be a care navigator service which will assist people to find out information about voluntary assisted dying and support people during the process if needed. Who's helping in the preparations? The Department of Health has created an implementation leadership team led by Dr. Scott Blackwell, who was also on the Ministerial Expert Panel on Voluntary Assisted Dying. This team is made up of medical, nursing, health and community representatives. More details are available on the website. During the preparations, the implementation leadership team will work with many other representatives and stakeholders to ensure they have the right information when developing the more detailed aspects of implementing voluntary assisted dying in WA. When will I find out more? The coming year will be focused on preparation for implementation. We expect that there will be much more to inform you of in 2021 as we get closer to the time when voluntary assisted dying will become available to eligible people. How can I be kept up to date on progress? The implementation leadership team will be sending out email updates during the year. You can sign up to receive these websites on the website. Is there anything else I should know? There's quite a lot of information about the process that led to voluntary assisted dying becoming passed into law in Western Australia, and the final report of the Ministerial Expert Panel of Voluntary Assisted Dying provides a good overall summary of the issues involved. This information is available on the website. Please note, however, that some aspects of the law are a little different to the panel recommendations. There is also much information available on the internet about other places that have some form of voluntary assisted dying, including in Victoria, Australia. You may find that some of the resources that deal with more general information related to voluntary assisted dying are quite helpful, but be aware that the details of local laws and processes can be quite different to the Western Australian law. End.